Do you have some question?
I'd say E.T. Suzuki wrote that Zen was the religion of the will. According to what do you think about the
religion
of the will?
I haven't read what they say.
He just said, I just remember this sentence, he said that Zen is the religion of the will.
Where?
Will.
I don't understand.
Willpower.
Where?
Willpower.
Will.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Where? No?
No.
Where?
Will.
Where?
Oh. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, what is he there? Region
where
the willpower is not only power we have.
A healer.
Will and emotion or feeling and morality. Willpower may be the driving power, but in contrast with European religion, they say emotion is deep. They think that emotion is deep. And willpower is not so deep. And intellect is most superficial. But then it's not just willpower. A religion of just willpower. The thought of it more. Maybe emotional. And religious feeling is something like emotional, but just emotional power, emotion, blind. And the willpower is also some drive. So that is why we want a rational power. But rational power will correct the mistake of we become blind or help blind willpower and feeling. Emotional power. I don't exactly figure out why he said so, but because in practice we want big willpower, so. And then religion of practice, so. He must have said then religion of where.
You can fight.
But I don't think that just we're religion where religion of a whole mind. Some more question.
Can you give an explanation on the three bodies of the Buddha?
Three bodies of Buddha. Some other question.
What is the importance of the body or the cat?
The body. Perfect.
As that thing of yearning.
Okay. Some other question.
Buddha, you first talk a little bit about dogging for ideas on training. I heard you talk about dogging this train, group fall, but I need to hear it. But I need to be now fighting here about it.
No. His idea of training, that may be the conclusion of the two questions. Some other question?
My question that in line with it is, well, this man from the beginning, as poor major, why are people inclined to God? The influence with me for a small tool.
Good. Now, did it? The three minds of the Buddha are three body of Buddha, you know, and Dhammakaya Buddha. Nirmakaya Buddha. And Sampokaya Buddha. The Sampokaya Buddha, or Hoshi, is a Buddha. Let me explain a historical Buddha first. Buddha, as a human being, he is Nimakaya Buddha. And in another sense, he is Sampokaya Buddha. Rewarded body by good merit and perfect practice, he attained Sampokaya Buddha. Hoshin Butsu. He, after practicing a long time, he attained Hoji. Rewarded body. And Nimakaya Buddha is Buddha who takes various forms to save people. That is actually, the historical Buddha. Historical Buddha is the embodiment of Sampokaya Buddha. Or Dhammakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha is Buddha as a truth, absolute truth. Absolute truth takes two forms. One is we say Keshin Butsu. Keshin is embodiment, body. And you are that body and Dhamma body. That is three bodies of Buddha. So actually, when we, by our practice, we have rewarded body, which is full of virtue, like Buddha. Buddha is supposed to practice his way for many and many, I don't know how long, but many lives of practice, he attained his devoted body by long practice. Like Amida Buddha. And Nimakaya Buddha, which is embodiment of the Buddha, the truth, is like Avalokiteshvara, Ishvara, Kanzen Bodhisattva. He takes various forms to save people. He does not take any particular form. He changed his form according to that. People who he want to save.
Yes, you have one.
This is so. But Nimakaya Buddha or Sambhukaya Buddha is not different from Dhammakaya Buddha. It is only one Buddha, but only one Buddha takes three forms. Or three meanings. This is three bodies of Buddha. And why body is important is our body is indispensable to express Dhammakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha is absolute body. Which is before form or color. You cannot see Dhammakaya Buddha. He had no form or color. If you have body, through body, you can express Dhamma. And when you want to save some particular person, he will take some special form to save some special person. When he want to save fisherman, he will become a fisherman. When he want to save a woman, he will be a woman. When he want to save children, he will be a children. You know, that is his way of saving people. So when you want to stay people, when you want to stay someone, he want, you should be, you should be completely one with the people who want to save. Or else you cannot save. I think for a priest it is necessary. One important condition is not to be so fancy and not to be so rich. He must be rich, as rich the people are, just as rich as people are, or as poor as usually people are. Or it is maybe especially a poor country like Japan, it is almost impossible to save people when you have too much money, or when you have too much time or leisure. He may say, they may say, oh, that's proper. There's no wonder that he's so generous. He should say, help us, you know. And there's no problem, no difficulty for him who is rich to be generous. So this point is very important when you help others. This is idea of Nimakaya Buddha, like Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Anyway, expression is important. How to express his spirit. To express our spirit or way, it is necessary to express it through action, through body. Our physical action is very important. Actually, when you are trained, your demeanor will be, you know, different. Your conduct will be defined. And this, without well-trained body, it is impossible to express the truth and help others. So just by the presence of him will be, just presence of him among people will be enough to save, to help people. And through physical practice, we can train our mind, or weak mind. Or weak mind doesn't want training. Unless you control your body with strong will, you know, will of religion. With strong will and were defiled emotional function and defiled aesthetic attitude or expression, we can help others. So anyway, training is necessary when you want to express the big mind. By training, we can we will be emancipated from the physical body even. But without physical body, no emancipation will be achieved. Without no material, you can play any magic. You want something. That is why physical training is wanted. And what was your question?
In the beginning, I had to wait a minute.
Little mind. When you think that is little mind, that is little mind. No. When you understand your mind is not little mind, that is big mind. So mind is the same. And when you think this is good or bad, it is always already discrimination of small mind. When you say so, you know, be careful. Or when you say so, your question based on the small mind.
Well, in the beginning, before we have achieved awareness.
Before.
Yeah,
it is said.
In the beginning, like in the Bible, for instance, the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Why was the temptation invited to the control of Adam and Eve even to this temptation? They were confused. So, like they are competing, we are already confused.
Already pure, you say.
In the beginning, we all Buddha nature. So, why did they go the other path? And the small mind head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. You say, your question is based on small mind.
Well,
discussion is like this. you know, it may be better to answer. If I answer with small mind, you will understand. In the realm of ethics or, you know, science or psychology, you will be satisfied with my answer. But my answer should be, you know, I should take religious standpoint. So it is impossible, you know, to answer your question from my viewpoint.
If you need to set.
Yeah, no. I cannot satisfy you.
Can you one? I know this question would not be dealing with OE today, and I can add it. Because it didn't matter that the Kalama did too, his brother.
Yeah. To some extent. To some extent, I can. You will be satisfied with my answer, but you will not be completely satisfied with my answer. You know, so far, why do we have small-minded because of our ignorance? When we stay ignorant, it is already religious viewpoint. But for you, that is not ignorant. That is scientific truth. But for us, that is ignorant. ignorant of our true nature. But that is knowledge of science. So, from scientific viewpoint, our true nature should be our inmost nature should be measured by some measure of value. Measure of value of morality or ethics or science, scientific truth. Something accord with scientific knowledge in Buddha nature. Some knowledge accord with moral truth is Buddha nature. Something beautiful is Buddha nature. But this explanation will not satisfy you. Are you satisfied? People, conscientious people, all people are bad. No one is good. It looks like so, and we feel so, because our true nature is so conscientious, so pure and so good.
Could you speak on transmission the master gives the student with enlightenment and his purpose?
When transmission is the symbol of perfect understanding of the transmitted way from Buddha. As I said, it is the cover of the Buddha.
Is it necessary, though, for one who is enlightened? Why did the master have to give a tambourine if he's already enlightened? What's the purpose of
it? That is cover.
Symbol.
If you have no cover, the food will be become dusty more and more. If it is 3,000 years, almost, not 3,000 years, but 3,000 years since he passed away. And file transmission handed down through Patrix. It will become very dusty unless you have covered it. That is Dhamma. Dhamma is not just written a scripture. That is transmission. So transmission will be handed down from warm hand to the warm hand, from body to body, from person to person. That is transmission. That is Dhamma, or Kabbalah. You neglect cover, you know. I don't want cover. If I have pen and food, that's enough. But while it is so, but it will be stale. It will go bad quite soon if you have no cover to it. So, when you receive transmission, you know, it is not just simple. You know, we have many rituals. And when, sometime before we understand what is the full meaning of the cover, but we have to receive it. In that case, the master recognizes his possibility to have full understanding of the Dhamma someday. When he becomes so sure, he will give you the transmission before he realizes its true meaning of the Kabbalah. And after studying the true meaning of the cover for a long time, you will realize, oh, it's a tremendous. I have to transmit this cover to my disciple. In this way, our transmissions handed down from Buddha to us. Most of the time, you know, when we receive transmission, we have fading idea of the transmission. So even though you receive transmission, that is not like license, you know. If you have license, you can drive a car. But for us, it is not so, even though you have license. If you do not have full if you do not understand full meaning of it, it will, you cannot drive your car, actually. So you will find out later, perhaps, when your master is no more, you will understand why he was so difficult with you. Why he was so mean to you. That is where it goes in society. It is too late. And when you realize it, you will be brave while I was not with him more. Why I left him so soon? Why he left me so soon? You know, that is how we feel about our master. So everyone, when we have a new temple, we offer incense to the state, to the country, and to the Buddha, and to our master. And everyone cries. When he gave, offered the incense to his master. Usually when he offered incense to the Buddha, he does not cry. When he offered the incense to the country, he never cried. But before he offered incense to his master, he is like this. He is not there. He is already passed away. But that is how we feel. That is transmission. That is the relationship, master and disciple. In this way, we have come to our Dhamma. That is the meaning of the Kabba. So, sometime when I become lonely, I talk about transmission with Reverend Katangiri. When American people will understand the meaning of transmission? it will take pretty long time for you to understand the full meaning of transmission.
The formal ritual take place, the retrenchment in Canada.
When I received it, I was just busy. I was scared. I heard so speak, and I was scared. If you got ball. After many years, I started to realize what it was. That is not because of that identical culture. This kind of feeling seldom appear in relationship father and his wife. It appears just master and disciple. His master is, you know, more variable, or more important, or vital for him than his parents. For Buddhism. That is Kappa, why Kappa is so important. And this kind of feeling still exists, and this Kappa still exists in Japan.
Tell us what you mean by the first three words in the Heart Sutra. The abbot Chowan said the word Chai Adam to Zawet and Kanji Zawet, which means bewildered. The thing, look, foresee, present from this abbot. What it really means is look to see if I am here or
am I present at this moment.
They said that, and did that have the same meaning in Japanese?
Kan to pasti.
Kan
desire. Desire is free without any disturbance and without any form or color. Kan is not to observe form or color, but to understand full meaning of it, full meaning of the color, through color and form, to understand its true meaning. Kan does not mean philosophy or science. Scientific knowledge, scientific viewpoint, understanding from our sense organ or our by philosophical effort to penetrate into the true meaning of. That it can. Can and desire. When the can is fully in function, the function is desire, free, without any disturbance.
Would you say that? Oh, that's two sentences again. But
If Khan is perfect, that function of Khan will be the desire. Desire is free. No disturb.
Yeah.
What do you in mind?
It mind. The mind is, when you say mind, of course you have idea of body, mind and body. Or a big mind and small mind. So mind, meaning of mind is there. It's a very meaning. We mean many things by mind. But this, it was a big problem for us. It has been, and still it is a big problem. But is mind and what is our body? Materialistic or duality or mind and body is the same. But in Buddhism, mind and body is two faces of one.
Yeah. Well, you could mean that everything is mind.
Everything is mind. Mind includes everything, or everything. You know, we take this viewpoint. Mind, we concerned about each individual's attained or nirvana or happiness. So happiness should be for each one of us. We do not talk about just mind in scientific way. When we say mind, that mind is someone's mind. My mind or your mind, or someone's mind who is concerned about his own life. If so, mind includes various problems he thinks he will see. Or feel he is involved in. So for him, mind is his hand. Mind is his room. Mind is his family. Mind is his country. Because his mind concerned with people, with family, with his body. So in this sense, mind and body is one. In religious sense. But for science, you know, mind is something, function. Some object of study. But for us, it is most concerning point. And each one's problem is mine. they understand the difference. So we are talking about each one's mind. I am talking about my mind, and you are listening to your mind, about your mind, not someone's mind. If so, that mind includes all the problems you have. Without mind, there's no problem. Without you, there's no problem. Because there's you, you have problem. Because you have mind, small or big, I don't know. Anyway, because you have your mind, there is problem. So, whatever it is, the problem you have is your mind.
Is that also true for about from the other side? That, how do I say it? When you just no mind.
No mind?
Yeah. When you just know, when you become just mind, there's nothing else. There's really nothing else but mind, and it covers everything. It covers everything. There's nothing about the cover.
So, yeah, that's true. When you say mind, there's no material. When you say material, there's no mind. That is why watch the water, you know. Fish, you see the fish, watch the water. When you watch the water, there's fish. Not water. For science, it's water. But for me, it is fish. For scientific mind, it is water. Oxygen plus. Hydrogen to plus oxygen is water, just water. But for me, it is not water, it is fish. And I'm involved in it, and I'm swimming in the water. In this way, we are, flying through the sky. All the sky is mind. This understanding is very subtle and wonderful. All the sky is my home. If you say that is too wide, it is too wide. That is your problem. If you say it, that's wonderful. that is your pleasure of life.
Oh, you have to go fishing, my boy.
Before you go fishing,
how long do you have to go fishing before you see the fish?
How long does it take? What did you say?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take any time. You are there. Fish is there, right there. Buddhism two-handed, you know. You ignore the truth. It is two-handed. It is right here. This peace has immense value. You cannot measure its value. You don't know whether it is big or small. How many fishes are there? 1, 2, 3. Each one has his own fish, and each fish are the same. It's all down. And this kind of philosophy, actual fact, is interpreted in philosophical way. That is why it is difficult to understand Buddhist philosophy. The most difficult thing maybe is to give some interpretation to self-evident fact.
This is the end of the Friday evening lecture, starting at 6 p.m., ending now at 7:25.